All right, it is 844 at 97.9 The Hill, and every Thursday is This is Tourism, this weekly feature on my show, made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Guests influence the local impact of tourism in our community every single day. Evan Hatch, the director of Local Fest, a celebration of all things local, is here today. Local food, local music, local art, local businesses, and local entrepreneurs, and culture and heritage of our local communities. These are the things that make Orange County and our local communities unique. Evan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. And tell us a little bit more about what exactly is List, and why did Orange County commit to producing this big event?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Local Fest is acting as a fundraiser for an Orange County project called the Beginning Farmers Program. That is produced out of the Breeze Farm Cooperative, which is Orange County's helping hand for young farmers to teach them basics of agriculture and small businesses. And they rent out plots of land and for very affordable rates to young farmers and kind of teach them the ways of the land. So this is a project that we really wanted people to know a little bit more about. So the manager over there, Mike Lanier, came up with an idea of having a festival that celebrates the culture of agriculture in Orange County.
Well, I love the sound of that. I mean, because as we know, a lot of our farmers are dying out.
That's correct.
Making a living farming is a really tough thing to do.
It is indeed.
And it's really great to do everything you can to encourage young people to take up farming and continue that great tradition. Now, you were brought in to manage the event.
Yes.
Tell us about your background.
Well, I'm North Carolina bred. I was born in California, but raised here in a small town of Graham, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Went to university, UNC here, graduated in 98, and I did some graduate work in folklore and American studies down at the University of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. My career has been folklore, folk life. I've put on a few festivals before, ran a record label over in Tennessee.
And really?
Yeah, came back home in 2014, and, well, this is it. North Carolina's my home.
Well, you made a good choice.
Yes, sir.
Who should attend Local Fest?
And
just farmers or
no,
anybody?
Absolutely not. We're looking for everybody from Orange County to come out and enjoy all these festivities. This was put down. This festival is actually sponsored by Orange County government. So mm-hmm. these guys are putting it on for a free festival for all the citizens of Orange County to come out and enjoy. We believe that there is musical, food, craft, and demonstration programming for every age. We have great kids programming. It's all available on our website. In addition, you know, we're going to have some great old-time music. We're kind of looking at this as the culture of agriculture, the way things used to be back when farming was the central tenet for everybody's lives around here. So we think music will speak to all the generations. And
yeah, you've let the cat out of the bag a while ago. You said you ran a record label.
Yes, sir.
And in Tennessee, what kind of music is there going to be?
Out here at the festival?
Yeah.
We're going to have representations of blues, bluegrass, early Irish music. Actually, you have one band I'm excited about, the old Johnny Booker Band, which is playing pre-Civil War instruments and playing old-time 19th century music from back in the day. We're going to be having a mariachi group playing out there. And one of the most I'm excited about is the New Hope Missionary Baptist Association Musical Convention Choir, African-American shape note singing group.
Well, that's a mouthful saying the name of that group.
Indeed, I had to write it down.
Well, one of the food and beverage options.
So we've been working really hard on that. We're going to have a beer garden out there. It's going to have several local breweries, Carolina Brewery, Botanist and Barrel, which is a cidery based in Orange County. We're also going to have the Carborough Coffee Roasters. Mystery Brewing is going to be out there selling beers. And also Vicino Brewery, which is a new one over in Carborough, is mm-hmm. doing really, really well.
Yeah.
As far as our food options, Napoli Neapolitan Woodfire Pizza, Maple View Mobile, so that's ice cream on wheels, which is always a great thing to have. Big Boys Catering, North Carolina Seafood is going to be out there. Pupuserias from El Salvador, a taco truck, Tacos Los Altos, which is based out of Hillsboro.
Yeah.
Chocolatiers and pretty much everything you can imagine.
It sounds really like a lot of fun. Now, first of all, tell us again where this is, how you park when you get there, and are you hopeful that this is going to make a lot of money?
Well, let's see. Number one, this is at Blackwood Farm Park out in Orange County. Just off Highway 86, yeah. And only a mile away from I-40. So really great central location. It's kind of a park that we really want to raise awareness of, and it's a park for Orange County. It's for all Orange Countyans to go out there and enjoy on the weekends. So we're trying to raise awareness of that park. The parking, that is a dance that we are doing right now. These are going to be all off-site parking lots, and we're going to be shuttling everybody in from off-site parking lots that will keep the impact low on the site and keep this beautiful farmstead the same. All that's going to be going up on the website in the next few days. Okay. And as far as making a lot of money, well, we learned that first-year festivals are kind of hard to make a lot of money on, but we got some great sponsors, and we're hoping that this is just the very first year of this festival and will grow and become a great, viable fundraiser every year.
Now, I think one thing we forgot to mention is, when is this?
Oh, yeah. That's important, right? Saturday, September 29th, times 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. We've got about 12 musical acts on two different stages, jam-packed full of things for people to do out there. So come early, stay late, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, September 29th, Blackwood Farm.
This sounds like a lot of fun, and, I think everybody should go to this and support local farmers and, support a good cause, but also, it's got to be a lot of fun for the whole family. So
thank you. We think so, too.
Thanks for coming in to let us know about it.
Absolutely.
That is just one of the things that attracts all those tourism dollars to our community. Thank you for joining us on This is Tourism, my conversation today with Evan Hatch, director of Local Fest. You can find our conversation and photos later on in the day on demand on chapelrow.com. And if somebody wants to, one question I didn't ask, Evan, if somebody wants to find out more, should they go to the Orange County website or what between now and then?
We'll just take you directly to our webpage, Ron. It's www.orangecountylocalfest.com.
Good. OrangeCountyLocalFest.com. And we'll catch you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.